The Southern Work. May 20th, 1902. Typed. Nashville as a center. Many have asked the question, why did J.E. White and his associates select Nashville as a center for work? I answer, because the Lord in his wisdom directed them to this place. It is his purpose that light shall shine forth from the memorials established for him in and near Nashville. There is no place in the South better suited than Nashville for the carrying forward of the publishing work. It is the best place in which to do the work that has been started there. There is not in Nashville the bitter opposition to the work for the uplifting of the downtrodden colored race that exists in many other cities of the South. Much work is being done there to uplift the colored people, and the sentiment in favor of these efforts will be a security to our people in their work. There are in Nashville large educational institutions for the colored people, in which much excellent work has been done and is being done for them. The teachers and students in these institutions are to be hear the message of present truth. It is for this reason that God has directed that different interests for the advancement of His work be established in Nashville. The truth is also to be brought before those who have given of their means and influence for the benefit of the colored race, that their prejudice against the Bible Sabbath may be removed. They have taken a noble stand for the uplifting of this people. They are to see a representation of our work that will be to them an object lesson. We are to do all we possibly can to remove the prejudice that exists in their minds against our work. If the efforts we put forth are in accordance with the will of God, many among them will be convicted and converted. The Lord works in a way that causes light to shine on the pathway of those who are seeking for light. The Lord has a great work to be done in the southern states of America, the most neglected and the most sinful part of His vineyard. It was in accordance with God's purpose that the publishing work was started in Nashville. In His providence, He has brought together in this place a company of workers who are to act their respective parts in the publishing house, standing as representatives of Christianity. This institution is to give character to our work in the South. It will be instrumental in establishing the faith of many in Bible truth. A school for colored people should be established outside the city of Nashville, on land that can be utilized for industrial purposes. God Himself has wrought to bring together in Nashville workers who are specially fitted to reach the colored people and raise them from their degradation. In every place, those who accept the truth are to be a light to those around them. The Lord says to us, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. The work in Graysville and Huntsville. Nashville is within easy access of Graysville and Huntsville, where a beginning of great value to the work in the South has been made. God has answered the many prayers offered in behalf of these two places. By the work in Nashville, the work in Graysville and Huntsville is to be confirmed, strengthened, and settled. Graysville and Huntsville are near enough to Nashville to strengthen the work there and to be strengthened by it. The schools in Graysville and Huntsville were established in the order of God. They are to do a work for Him. They are to become self-supporting by making the best use of their land, by raising those products best suited to the climate and soil of their locality. Various industries are to be established. The Lord will greatly bless these industries if the workers will walk in His counsel. If they will look to Him, He will be their wisdom and their righteousness. His wisdom will be seen in the work of those who follow His directions. The interests in Graysville will grow in usefulness if the believers there will do their very best. Let each one connected with the school in that place remember that on him rests the responsibility of reflecting light to those in darkness. A call to our publishing houses and sanitariums. God had given our publishing houses opportunity to cooperate with Him by assisting the newly established publishing house in Nashville. When a publishing plant is established in a new field, it must receive help and encouragement from the various plants already in operation, in order that it may develop into a strong, influential institution. Every new institution is to be regarded as a sister helper in the great work of proclaiming the third angel's message. The publishing house in Nashville is now in need of several thousand dollars to establish its business on a firm basis, and to enable it to do, without delay, the work that is to be done in its territory. We are instructed by the Lord to call upon the long-established publishing houses to favor the Nashville Publishing House, as they were favored years ago when in straitened circumstances. They are to act toward the Nashville Institution the same part that was acted toward them in their early history. God expects them to help their sister institution by gifts and offerings. God has given our sanitariums an opportunity to set in operation a work that would be as a stone instinct with life, growing as it is rolled by an invisible hand. Let this mystic stone be set in motion. If ever a place needed medical missionary work, it is the Southern Field. Had this work been done for the colored people immediately after the proclamation of freedom, how different would be the condition of the Southern states today? Medical missionary work has not yet been done as God requires it to be done in this needy field. Sanitariums should have been established in many places. This would have opened doors for the entrance of Bible truth. It would have removed much of the prejudice existing against those who look upon the colored people as having souls as well as the white people. To many of the colored people, God has given rare ability. Many will be brought to a knowledge of present truth. But it will take untiring effort and God-given wisdom to break down the barriers that have been erected against the education of the colored race, barriers that for years have been growing stronger. The work before us. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, is the commission Christ has given us. Mark 16, verse 15. This is our great missionary charter, and Christ has declared, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Success will reward obedience to this command. Go just where the Lord sends you, to bear His message and do His work. Souls are to be saved. How? By being brought to a knowledge of the truth. Sanctify them through thy truth, the Savior prayed. John 17, verse 17. Acquaintance with God's truth is the only means of sanctification. During the time of the end, the activity of Satan's servants will greatly increase. The activity of God's servants is to increase proportionately. Christian is to unite with Christian, church with church, in the accomplishments of God's work, and all are to be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Angels are ascending and descending the ladder of shining brightness, arrayed for the defense of God's people. They are commissioned to draw nearer and still nearer to those who are fighting in defense of their faith. A good beginning has been made in the Southern field. Impressions favorable to the truth have been made, and prejudice has been removed. In the forward march of events, the Lord has wrought most wonderfully for the advancement of this work. Battles have been fought and victories won. The work is to be supported and vindicated, for God is in it. By His blessing, many will see that it is being done in fulfillment of His purpose, and they will say, "It is of God." Let us not be found fighting against Him. When God's people are willing to follow the path of providence where Christ leads the way, their numbers will increase and their boundaries will be enlarged. But as yet, the reformation that God requires has not taken place. The Lord has gone before His people, but unbelief has pressed in on every side. Not 1,000th part of the work has been done that should be done for the people who need help more than any other people in America. What excuse can be rendered to God for the awful condition of the colored people? God asks, "Why are those living in this part of my vineyard left to become the sport of Satan's temptations?" He calls for universal action. But no blind zeal is to be shown. Nothing is to be done in defiance of law, but the truth is to be proclaimed and lived. Angels have hushed the music of their harps as they have looked upon a people unable, because of their past slavery, to help themselves. And yet those who have the torch of truth, kindled from the divine altar, have not carried the light to this sin-darkened field. I present this subject to you as it has been presented to me. There are those who have turned from the work of rescuing the downtrodden and degraded. They have refused to help the helpless. Let the servants of Christ now act their part in the way that seems to open before them. Let them begin at once to redeem their neglect. Let the gospel message rings through our churches, summoning them to universal action.
that the dark stain of neglect on their record may be wiped out. Those who place themselves under God's control, to be guided and controlled by Him, will catch the steady tread of the events ordained by God to take place. A holy, consuming emulation will take possession of them. Let the church have increased faith, catching zeal from their unseen, heavenly allies, from the knowledge of their exhaustless resources, from the greatness of the enterprise in which they are engaged, and from the power of their leader. Let them gain from God strength for the accomplishment of the great work that must be done for the most needy people in this Christian nation. When God's people heed a "Thus saith the Lord," the dearth of means brought about by transactions that do not bear the stamp of divine approval will be removed. When they catch the spirit of Him who gave His life for the life of the world, they will no longer stand in impotency, pointing to what they cannot do. Putting on the armor of Christ's righteousness, they will go forth into the warfare, willing to do and dare for God, knowing that in His omnipotence He will supply their need.